Welcome back to the University of Life. Today we're going to be talking about solving problems and hopefully give you a brand new attitude toward them, more productive, more fun, I would say, as well as I'm going to give you an invitation for something to do to help solve one of our biggest national problems that is growing, I don't know, almost seems like exponentially. And so I'll start with a problem story. And this happened yesterday. A woman nearby she hiked up into the nearby mountains and then she came sledding down, hit a bump, which turned into a jump. And when she landed, she broke her leg. So obviously this is a problem. Now some problems, one of the favorite reactions people have is to just ignore them and hope they'll go away. And some things, that works, right? But usually that just makes you more stressed out. And if you'd actually address it and deal with it, you'd not only get the relief, but you get some sense of accomplishment. And on that note, I want to share a quote for you, which I hope will change your perspective on problems and the way you address them. This is from Joshua J. Marine. And he says, "Challenges are what make life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful." So think back on some of your problems and ask yourself whether this is true. And if it's not, is it just true because it never occurred to you to think this way? I remember late one night when I was in college, and we were over to friends for a kind of a Christmas party, and me and my friend Dallin, we were the last to leave, and I was going to give him a ride home. My car wouldn't start. Well, later I realized it was just because it had a loose battery connection. But we're like, well, we're going to have to push start it. And it was cold. It was like well below zero. And it just snowed and this roads were really slick. So it was hard to get the car going by pushing it. And then there were just these little tiny 3-foot stretches where a truck had come by and salted and melted the ice or melted the snow. And we'd have to get the tire right there and hop in and pop the clutch and see if we could make it work. And it's hurt my lungs to breathe. And I was like, oh, man, this sucks. And then my friend Dallin said something that completely changed my attitude. And it made me regret that I had not thought of it first. And he said, no way, this is fun. Like it was a little adventure. He had that Joshua J. Marine mentality of challenges making life interesting. And I instantly realized, yeah, you're right. And I appreciated that. And sometimes, so you can often choose your attitude, sometimes easier said than done, but it certainly can help. Now, let me tell you about this great big national problem I mentioned that we're going to try and do something about and add some meaning to our life. And the problem is, let me tell you something that happened this week that really brought this to the top of mind, a couple of things actually. First one is, as I watched a movie. Streamed it. I'll put a link to it in the video description here. And it was Mrs. Smith Goes to Paris. And it was so sweet. It was like a kind of sweet old lady, sometimes too kind. And these people generally respond really well to her. And it was nice to watch. And my main reaction to this was obviously not written recently, not in the last couple decades, because the world, it's just really, in general, isn't that sweet anymore. There are a lot of good people, a lot of really good people, very sweet, but it's not what we really see out there, is it? We're so cynical in comparison. And sure enough, this is a remake of something made decades earlier, but I really enjoyed it, but it kind of made me aware, like, oh, I miss that world. Whereas, I mean, Mayberry was never, the world was never really that good either, but it was a lot less cynical, and I missed that part. One of the major problems with this is, of course, is depression. Last September, a study came out and says that almost 10% of American adults are depressed. And depression, of course, is a very serious illness. And one of the main things it leads to is at least thoughts of suicides. And here's another thing, another study stats came out for 2022, and over 4.5% of adults have had serious suicidal thoughts. That's over 500,000 in people person increase over the previous year's data set. So it's a really serious problem. We've made big strides as far as destigmatizing it, for example, and where we don't look down on someone if they're depressed. And most people have become smart enough to not just say, get over it, you know, it's fine, it's not a big deal, I've had worse, and, you know, kind of non-helpful answers like that. And a lot of that is because so many more people have experienced it themselves, so it's tough. But even though it's such a big problem, and we lose about as many people to suicide every year as we do to breast cancer, for example, but breast cancer gets 100 times the funding annually that depression does. And I'm not speaking ill of that. They've done a fabulous job of going out and getting people to donate. But let's do something about depression as well. And you don't even have to donate money for this. This is a much more organic solution. So let me, one more thing I'll mention before I tell you this solution that I'm going to invite you, request that you participate in. And this is a study I read this week. It's actually a meta study. And if you're interested in these kinds of things, you may have read some of the studies that say, for example, depression in teen girls just started skyrocketing after 2012, for example. And a lot of people have this intuitive sense, like it's probably because of Instagram, but they do these studies and a lot of the studies would say, oh, there's actually a very small correlation between time spent on Instagram and levels of depression. And then a few other studies came out and said, no, there's a pretty darn significant correlation. Like that is definitely a problem. Well, this meta study looked at them all and it made this realization. It said, look, all these studies that show a low correlation, they're all doing it like 1 week later, like, hey, kids, stop using or reduce your Instagram time. And next week, we'll see if you're any happier. Well, next week, they're not very much happier. But that's a pretty quick turnaround expectation to have. For one, you're feeling like you're really out of the loop of all your friends, right? For two, you still have that addiction. And for three, you probably have not replaced some of your social media time with actual face-to-face interactions with people, which is really healthy for the human brain. So no wonder it showed a low correlation, whereas all these other studies, which looked like a month later or so, they showed a strong correlation. So this meta study came out and it says it is definitely correlated. But what I mentioned this on my social media and I pointed out, you know what, it's not realistic to expect people to ditch social media. We'd never go backwards of something that we like that much. It would be wise, if you spend a lot of time there, it definitely would be wise for you to reduce that time and go have some face-to-face interaction. But I pointed out probably a more practical solution, much more practical solution, is to instead strengthen some of the weaknesses that these studies expose, or that social media use exposes. That's a lot of what the university life is about. Like, I'm working hard to finish up this book, Find Your Depth in a Shallow World, whose aim is to help you understand yourself so much more deeply and broadly and build this foundation of self-esteem much wider than your most recent selfie and how many people like it and say, you're so pretty, you know? And so that when tough things happen, you've got that foundation to lean on and it doesn't rattle you nearly as much and you can feel more solid. But what I'm going to ask you to do today is participate in this new program, the University of Life Build People Up Project. And I'm going to tell you one way to do that. And in my next podcast, I've got another way you can do it, which you should like. These are positive things, although this one might be a little bit scary for some of you. Let's talk about why. So the way it works is, if you're on uofLife.com, then you've got this image in front of you, or on one of my the social media accounts, you've got this image here, and it says, please review me. And then it has instructions for you. Download this image, then upload it as your profile image to make it easy to find. That's the optimal, but you don't have to do it that way. You can just post it, or you can post it on your friend's wall and then react. And then instructions for your friends says, please write all the kind things that you often think about me but rarely get a chance to say. And so this is a way to take the social media, we're there anyway, we're going to use it, you might close your account, announce all your friends, I'm off Facebook, I'm off Insta for a while, but you know what? Chances are you're going to be back eventually. And we take it and we turn it into something more positive. And if you're not yet convinced, then I want you to reflect for a minute on some of the nicest things people have ever said to you. And think about how much you appreciate hearing those words. Earlier this week, something led my train of thought down this, and I thought of so many things, well, a dozen things or something that people have said to me before that just really built me up, and I really appreciate. I don't want to brag, right? There's all that, but I'm going to tell you one of them for an example of it. My friend Laura Jean once said, "You're not afraid of anything, and if you are, you run toward it." Now, sadly, that was not completely true. I sure wish it was. I could think of several things that would have turned out so much better if it was, but it also gave me something to work toward. Anyway, I really appreciate that, and I thought of several other things people said, very complimentary, and years later, decades later, I still remember those sometimes, and I appreciate the way that it built me up. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to be brave enough to post this image on your social media and invite people to say some nice things about you, and then hopefully they'll post it as well, and please do the same for them. It is a little bit risky, right? Because what if nobody answers? What if people say negative things? 3 stars, you know, her toes look funny, or, you know, we're worried about that kind of stuff, but I'm going to ask you to be vulnerable enough to do that anyway. If you want real connection with people, which is another book I'm working on, you can't have it. It can't happen unless you open up and be vulnerable and be real and show the real you, even the risky parts. Because if you just stay safe and stuff, then you don't give anyone a chance to prove that they're really on your side. You just make it too easy for them, and it's not convincing, and it doesn't build that the most beautiful, strong connections available to you. All right, so there's today's soapbox. I hope you see the crucial nature of this problem and remember 2 things. The number 1, problems need solutions. And number 2, as you seek solutions and take action on them, it adds meaning and satisfaction and purpose to your life, and can make you feel better and make everything more rewarding. So do it. Here's 1 really good way, super easy, and you'll probably get a lot of compliments. I feel the same way about it. I'm totally hesitant to do this, but since I'm asking you to, I commit that I will do it anyway, and I think I'll have a good experience from it. And so that's that. So thanks for listening. As always, I look forward to seeing you or being heard, whatever, in the next upcoming podcast, in which I've got another strong suggestion. Oh, this is something I felt strongly for a long time, so I'm excited to make this suggestion, this proposal, and get people, more people involved with it. It's really easy. It's really rewarding. And anyway, soon I'll have that one out, and you can do that one as well. So see you next time. In the meantime, continue becoming your best self, living your best life, and let's make this world a better place for everyone.